50,000 is not a lot when it's divided over 20 different festivals. And indeed, there are many other festivals in the county who have received no grant whatsoever. I believe that this was an opportunity for the Department of Tourism and Fáilte Ireland to assist rural Ireland. There's no visible sign of rural policy in festival funding in Ireland. And if I look in particular at my own town of Dunloe, we will be celebrating the 50th this year. It's a milestone. And I would have thought that that would have entitled Dunloe to a much higher grant. I am now looking for a meeting with Minister Ross. I've already spoken with him. I've spoken to Fáilte Éireann, and we'll be making a strong case to him next week for additional funding for Dunloe in his 50th year, and indeed for other festival committees around the county.
And then many would argue that some festivals do cost more than others. How do you answer this? Do you think that it should be based on the size of the festival?
Well, they can do it on a pro-rata basis, and I think that's reasonable enough. Some will have overheads much higher, but that can be assessed while the applications are being processed within Fáilte Ireland. But the whole principle of it is the issue that I have. And this government will say that they're very much in support of the development of rural Ireland. There's nothing more rural than festivals in the most rural areas of the country. And this is one way for the government to indicate very clearly that they're supportive of them.